This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozle.com. That's business.mozle.com. Thanks to Mozle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week on the show, we have David Stout, CEO of WebAI. David, welcome to Apple at Work.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
So you all had an announcement with our friends at Mac Stadium recently that I think was really interesting. It feels like it's certainly on the Apple side of the industry, one of the first big announcements with Gen AI and some, you know, how Apple Silicon fits in here. You know, felt different to me because this wasn't about like a massive, you know, GPU in the cloud kind of thing. Like, this felt in some ways a lot more practical to me. So I guess let's start like with the big picture is what made Apple Silicon the right choice here? And like, what are you hoping to unlock here?
Yeah, that's a great question. So to me, what makes Apple Silicon the right choice is it's not just one factor. I think it's an incredible chipset that's been designed with AI in mind for a significant amount of time. With the Apple Neural Engine, as well as how the ARM processor works with shared GPU and CPU. It's clearly, additionally, a device that a lot of people have on their desktop and a lot of professionals carry with them on a daily basis. And the idea of bringing AI to Apple Silicon is really this extension of how do we get AI closer to the user and how do we get these incredible models that are solving really complex problems to live directly on device. And Mac Stadium is an extension of that, right? There's a tremendous number of Apple machines in one place, and WebAI is able to facilitate all those machines to act as one machine in a sense where we can take some of the largest generative models in the world and serve them on Apple Silicon and do it in a way that's extremely private because of how Apple's designed their hardware, but extremely performative, where we're seeing, you know, 100 million tokens per dollar versus NVIDIA H100's 12 million tokens per dollar, which is a pretty sizable difference, if that makes sense.
No, that makes a ton of sense. And I think there's a lot of evolution here happening in terms of how people manage costs. And there's two schools of thoughts. And I think the future is probably both and of like you just, you know, kind of farming everything out to large scale GPUs or maybe you're trying to run things more locally. And I think there's as you mentioned, there's some cost savings that can be had if you have this compute closer to the user. You really get a more flexible deployment. Is that really what WebAI is kind of going for? Like, you know, who are you serving customer wise? What's the use cases you're aiming to solve?
Yeah, today WebAI serves enterprise customers. A lot of enterprise customers have ideas of where they want to apply AI, and foundational models don't get them there. This idea of going to a website or just integrating an API. It doesn't inherently solve that problem because the majority of these moonshot AI moments require local processing, whether it's self-driving, robotics, medicine, aviation, transportation, all of these markets that require real-time decision-making isn't something you want to be relying on internet and connectivity and latency for. And we found that with our proprietary software and our AI engine, we can bring better models to Apple Silicon than anyone else. And in turn, we have enterprises that now are fine-tuning and creating their own models with our software on our platform and deploying it across a wide variety of devices, from an iPad to an iPhone to a cluster of machines that mimic a supercomputer.
What, again, I'm big fans of the Mac Stadium team. I think folks of this podcast will know, like, I've, you know, toured their facility. I think they really unlock a lot of use cases that just really is not possible, specifically if you're focused on the Apple market. What does this partnership, you know, for you all look like going forward? You know, what excites you about it? What do you think, you know, what new use cases are you all envisioning for the future?
Yeah, Mac Stadium is an incredible partner and a great company. And when you look at what they've done, it's really an industry-leading exercise of Apple Silicon in the consolidated space as like a private cloud. And what WebAI plans to do in partnership with Mac Stadium is to enable our customers to have one-click deployment, where you're building something on your laptop and within our tool suite, and you hit a button, and now that's scaled up to deploy on Apple Silicon and Mac Stadium, as well as offer true AI native solutions for Apple Silicon in the cloud, where there are institutions that want to be OS X based and they can't be to run some of these AI solutions, and WebAI can solve that problem. But also purely from a generative perspective, just the idea of running foundational models on Apple Silicon hasn't really been discussed. And what we're showing the industry is that not only is it great on a performance spectrum, but it's also a better solution cost per dollar. And we anticipate a lot of partners and a lot of new customers joining just based on that. But we're also driving a lot of new use cases that, you know, are hybrid, where part of the AI is living on a phone and part of it's living in Mac Stadium. And it starts to be really interesting, the things you can create when you build that way.
Well, we are really leaving a lot of power, you know, and I guess in the cloud would be the best analogy. But like when you think about what you have locally with, like, I'm on a MacBook Pro right now, what you have compute power locally, and certainly from a power per watt, I think Apple Silicon is pretty amazing. But then you think about the compute power in your phone as well. I mean, it always feels weird to me to think about how much more powerful my phone is today than the computer I had in college 2 decades ago. And that doesn't feel like that long ago to me, but clearly it was 2 decades ago. And so there should be there in some ways, the way we looked at like data storage of like a hybrid of like, yeah, I'm going to have some things locally, going to have some things in the cloud. This idea that AI should only be, you know, in an open AI cloud, I think we're missing a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of power you have locally that you could, it's a way to like, you kind of leverage what you already have a little bit better privacy, but also have some cost savings as well, because you already have that power locally.
Absolutely. You're hitting on really the mission of the business, right? If you broke WebAI into three pillars of how we built the company and how that happened, WebAI first, it started in 2016, 2017 as a research project. We didn't found the company till winter of 2019. But in this research, we were focused on how do we localize models. And it resulted in us building our very first runtime engine that brought AI models to Intel Macs back in the day. And we were really intrigued by the capability, because at the time, everyone said it had to be in the cloud. And in 2016, 2017, there weren't really these gen LLM models, but there were sizable vision models that still had a pretty high demand on your machine. And we really built this runtime. And then after building this runtime out, we built a network, which was a true peer-to-peer network that meant your iPhone talked to your Mac and your iPad talked to your iPhone, and created this really, this web of intelligence. This is where the name came from, where we were like, we can facilitate all of this latent compute and orchestrate it to solve some of the world's most complex problems. And what became very clear as we built this AI library, which became the third pillar, was that we saw the future being millions and millions of models that were contextually specific and aware, that ran on diverse hardware and worked together in harmony. And that's really what Web AI is doing today across industry with really critical use cases, whether they're in manufacturing or life sciences, or we work with Aura directly. We power critical use cases in aerospace. There's all sorts of different use cases, but they all share this one thing in common, that it's not one device running the AI, it's many, if that makes sense.
No, that does. And then the press release too, I thought it was really cool that you all clarified that, like, tests have shown there's a 30% reduction in model size while retaining a 99% accuracy. And then, so that means you could even run it all on like a MacBook Air. And I think that's one of the amazing things about Apple Silicon, is like the power and even like the entry level model, that you can shrink that, you know, model size down, still incredibly accurate, and they can run on any device. I think it's, again, you're going to see this like massive, because I guess clarify, like the compute power in the cloud is very, very expensive. And if you can, if a company can like kind of offshore some of that locally back to the device, you have the ability to do some pretty interesting things while not just like kind of breaking the bank on power expenditures.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you're highlighting there is WebFrame, which is our AI library. WebFrame can take any model from an open source repo and reduce it up to 30% based on the hardware and the model. And that reduction still retains 99.5% accuracy, which means we can bring bigger models to your phone. We can bring bigger models to your laptop. And they showcase this technology with the release of the new MacBook Air. Web AI was, you know, honored that our software was running that solution.
Well, I think even back to some of the early days of some of the AI stuff on the iPhone, even pre-Siri, one of the things I always loved was it was happening locally. And I think Apple is onto something in talking about like the private compute and trying to run things locally. I do think that like everything, you know, it's everything with AI going forward on how users interact with it is, I think the future is going to be some sort of hybrid, because it makes so much sense to decentralize this compute power and let customers run things locally when possible, because I think it creates a better experience. It allows for, you know, faster interactions, and then it saves companies like you all compute power in the cloud when you can let customers kind of have a, you know, kind of run this hybrid approach. It's in some ways no different than like how every technology goes. It's like on-prem, then it's like everybody moves to the cloud, and then it's like ends up being some sort of like, you know, hybrid going forward, because there's just some things that, you know, run better locally. But wrapping up here, like I guess, you know, you envision 5 years from now, where's web AI at? What use cases are you all solving? What industries you're in? Where do you think you all are going?
Yeah. Web AI, I think, will be in some of the most critical moonshot use cases, being some of the things that you just highlighted, in that when it comes to localizing AI, it's clear that today Web AI is the private leader in localizing these models. And across enterprise, what we have in common is the criticality of the use case, whether it's we're trying to detect lightning strikes on an airplane or engine maintenance, health metrics, and helping people better understand their health. There are these big pillars of privacy involved in our use cases, as well as it has to work, and it has to work at a really high accuracy rate, and it has to have 100% stay alive because it's on a device. And it needs to work when they need it to, and it can't have a cloud outage. And with that in mind, I think Web AI in the next 5 years will be powering some of the most tangible AI use cases in the world, the ones that people interact with the most. And maybe they don't even see them because they're truly ambient in their living on board the aircraft you get on, or in the car you're driving, or running in the background on your device to make your life better. I think Web AI, if we do our job right, we'll continue to extend the adoption of AI at a lightning fast pace. And we'll have our fingerprint in some of the most meaningful AI use cases across industry. And I think we're off to a good start in doing that. And looking forward to the next year. 5 years in startup years is pretty far. But so far, That would be my assumption, is we live in some of the most critical use cases and have brought AI to people in the most tangible way.
You know, wrapping up, it's kind of ironic in a way that Apple, you know, killed off the XServe, you know, decades ago, but it's in some ways never been more relevant going forward in data centers, because, you know, if you look at the Mac Mini, I think it's an incredibly powerful device for the form factor. And then you're seeing, obviously, yeah, I mean, the studio is also interesting, but yeah, they don't have a like traditional rack mount XServe, but they kind of built the building blocks. And again, the power per watt of Apple Silicon is what makes it so amazing in so many use cases. Yeah, I don't think they have to make an XServe. Like, I really don't. And I think folks like MacStadium have kind of proven, like, yeah, we're going to take what Apple's built and we can make it work. And we don't need that traditional model. And there's just a lot. Apple Silicon, you know, I've referenced on a past show, like the last 10 years in consumer tech, I feel like have been a little bit stagnant in terms of, like, you know, we've not seen just like a rash of new hardware use cases, but I think that the innovation that we have seen is in, I think Apple Silicon is probably the biggest, you know, one of the biggest innovations of the last decade, because again, what, you know, you get something like that foundation with Apple Silicon, again, incredible power per watt. It's not just about power, it's power per watt. Then you can say, okay, how do we do this going forward? So really this, you know, Web AI with MacStadium kind of really unlocks the ability to deploy AI technologies across Apple Silicon in a way that's like scalable and cost effective for consumers. So I think it's really, really cool. And I think it's just interesting as Apple keeps, you know, we're in the early days of Apple Silicon. I mean, obviously it's getting a lot better, a lot faster, you know, but if you kind of look at the jump from M1 to M4, it's pretty amazing.
It is.
And I think we're still going to, you know, and again, but going back, M1 was amazing. But gosh, they once that foundation is there, we, you know, keep kind of moving ahead. And I do think there's going to be a lot of applications built on top of Apple Silicon that are leveraging Gen AI. And I think you guys are at the forefront of that. But again, thanks for chatting with us. Any final words as we sign off here today?
No, thank you so much for having me, and excited about what y'all are doing here.
Yeah, big fans of, again, everybody that listens to the show knows I'm a big fan of the folks at MacStadium. Great people have toured the data center. It's really, really cool what they're doing. Some of the innovations they've done over the year, that we've got a great partner like Web AI that's going to, you know, kind of take that further and allow customers to have an option to do things with Gen AI on Apple Silicon.
Absolutely.
And give customers that power locally. So
we'll have to get you out to Austin. Next time you're in Austin, come tour our facility.
I would love to. That'd be a lot of fun. We'll have to make that hopefully something we can do later this year. But again, thanks for chatting with us. And we'll have links in the show notes to learn more about the partnership. Again, a lot of cool things happening with MacStadium. And when you give them the power of AI, customers can do some pretty cool things. So links have been in the show notes. And thanks for everybody for listening.
Thank you.